Wisconsin's COVID-19 vaccine rollout got off to a slow start. At the end of January, data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention showed the state was among the bottom five in administering the vaccine. But since then, Wisconsin has climbed the ranks. Now, CDC data show more than 29% of the state's population has received at least one dose of the vaccine. That places Wisconsin in the top 15 states for getting shots into arms. Governor Evers says last week was especially good for getting those vaccines out.
We're making great strides in that area. Yesterday was the highest number of vaccinations we've ever had in the state of Wisconsin. We had 78,000 in one day.
So how did this turnaround happen? How did Wisconsin go from one of the worst states in terms of vaccine administration to among the best? Governor Evers says the answer is partly related to vaccine supply, which has steadily increased over the past few months. It also has to do with the number of vaccinators in the state.
We have over 2,000 vaccinators in the state of Wisconsin, and approaching 3,000, I believe. And that is really high as compared to other states.
Evers says it took some of those vaccinators time to work out the best way to schedule appointments, but big pharmacies and smaller clinics have worked through that now. Evers also says demand for the vaccine is really high right now, but he worries that won't always be the case.
I do have concern that going forward we will reach a point where we have a group of hesitant people, and we will need to get them, as many as them possible, to be vaccinated.
He credits health facilities like Wausau's Bridge Community Health Clinic for catching people that fall through the cracks and enabling as many people as possible to get vaccinated. Aaron Gottsacker, WXPR News.